You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, do we have Vicky on the phone? All right, we've got Vicky O'Neill Haber. She donated her kidney to somebody she didn't know. It's a fascinating, beautiful story filled with love and spirituality. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Now, Vicky, tell me a little bit about how you decided to become a kidney donor.
Well, it started as a little bit of a fluke. I saw a posting on Facebook through a local friend of mine who just said, hey, if you have this blood type, would you consider donating? And I thought, you know, what are the chances that this is actually going to happen? So I went ahead and responded to the kidney coordinator who was making the match and started the process. And I just kept making it through each round. First my blood type was good and then my kidney function was good. And it all just kind of spiraled from there.
So then tell me a little bit about where your kidney went.
So my kidney went to a wonderful woman named Rachel. At the time that I started the process, I did not know Rachel. It was set up to be an anonymous donation. Uh-huh. But we had some kind of serendipitous little moments that let us know that this match was probably meant to be. After we got matched, but before the surgery was scheduled, I was talking to a friend of mine and asked her if she happened to know this woman, because I knew her name.
Right.
And of course, done some Facebook stalking because that's what you do. it turned out that we both had this one mutual friend. And so I asked the mutual friend, hey, by the way, do you happen to know Rachel? And she looked at me with a little bit of a face and said, yeah, why? And I said, oh, no reason. I'm just, you know, helping her out with something. And that kind of got her attention. It turns out that this very close friend of mine is a first cousin of the recipient.
Oh, wow.
And I did not know that at the time. So that was a pretty amazing little moment right there. And then 3 weeks later, I was at a religious event and I was in the lobby with my 9-year-old son who needed a break from the event. And at that exact moment, my recipient walked through the lobby and I only knew it was her because she happened to be wearing a name tag and happened to be walking through the lobby at the same time.
OMG. It sounds like there's a little bit of extraterrestrial activity going on there. Perhaps the greater power helping out here.
Right, exactly. So I stopped her and said, are you who I think you are? And she said, who are you? And so I introduced myself and said, well, I'm giving you my kidney. And we hugged and we cried and we laughed and we talked a little bit. And she thanked me for, you know, being willing to save her life. And now you're that afternoon, actually, the hospital called to schedule the surgery.
Gosh. So, now you're a mom. What did you talk to your child about this, your husband? How did that go?
I did. I talked to my two kids and my partner about it after I had started the process, and they were the first three to know about it. And they were both, my kids were both a little bit scared because, you know, surgery seemed like a big deal.
Of course.
My partner obviously was a little nervous about it as well.
Of course.
You know, he doesn't like hospitals all that much. But when I explained why I wanted to do it, they really didn't say anything else other than we totally support you and we get it.
Why did you want to do it?
Well, you know, there are so many people who need a kidney and most of them wait years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. And then they're not able to function. You know, they're on dialysis, they're bound to their house, they can't work, they don't have a good quality of life. And I thought to myself, if this were me, if this were one of my kids, if this were my partner, if this were my parents, if this was anyone in my life, God forbid, who was dealing with this, I would be sitting around and praying for someone to step up and make a donation. And I thought, you know, why wouldn't I be the one to do that? I have this opportunity to step up and make someone's life so much better. And really the impact on me is very minimal. What's the reason not to?
Well, tell me about the impact, because my wife has been waiting for 4 years. She goes to dialysis every day and I'm watching her deteriorate every day and she can do less and less. And She's the center of my life, the star of everything that I do, the inspiration every morning I wake up. So how do you feel now? You made the spiritual choice. You donated your kidney to somebody you didn't even know. And now how do you feel physically and, more importantly, spiritually?
So physically, it'll be 4 weeks this coming Monday since the surgery, and I feel amazing.
Wow.
I'm a fifth grade teacher, and I was back at work 2 weeks after the surgery.
Wow.
I am on a bowling league, and I went bowling last week, but don't tell my mom because she'll be really mad at me, unless she's listening. I play soccer, and I'm planning on returning to playing soccer. Really, it was 1 week out of my life, 1 week where I was in a hospital for a couple of days and in a little bit of pain and uncomfortable. But you know, the emotion that I felt and the outpouring of support that I got from my friends and my family and my community, and more importantly, what I saw in my recipient's family and in my recipient, I don't even remember what the pain felt like. I mean, yes, it hurts. It's surgery. You know, anyone who's been through any sort of surgery understands recovery is sometimes difficult. But it was 1 week, and I traded 1 week of my life for 10 years of someone else's. And I feel like that's a really good trade.
Now, I'm going to ask you another question. Mm-hmm. I want you to go back to the moment that you saw Rachel. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
When
yep.
you saw Rachel for the first time after surgery, how did you feel?
You know, we saw each other the next day and we cried. I mean, we cried, and if we could have hugged, we probably would have hugged. But you know, I think the first thing I asked when I woke up was, how's Rachel? How's the kidney? Did everything go okay? And I think the first thing she asked when she woke up was, how's Vicky? How's she doing? Is everything okay? We were on the same hospital floor. We visited each other every day, took walks to each other's rooms. So,
have your kids met her?
My kids met her at that religious service.
So how did that go?
That was great. I said, this is the woman I'm donating my kidney to. And they both shook her hand, and she thanked them for, you know, sharing me with her. And they were, you know, I think they were a little in awe of it. It made it a little bit more realistic instead of something that was abstract.
We've only got like a minute left, and I want you to talk. I want you to talk to the people out there that would be open-minded, that would consider being a living donor. What would you say if you were sitting on the bus and just having a conversation and somebody said, you know, I'd like to learn more about that. I'd be interested. What would you say?
I would tell them that it would probably be the best decision that they've ever made in their life, that it is easy, it is simple, you have a ton of support through the hospital that you're doing it with, and usually a kidney matchmaker, so to speak, and the coordinators through the hospital, and there is no reason in the world, if you are a healthy person, to not consider donating your kidney.
I love
that. Your life will not change one bit, but somebody else's life will change 200%.
I love you. I want to thank you for Rachel and the universe of experiences that you gifted her. I want to thank you for all the people that are going to hear our interview, because I'm going to make it social media everywhere. I'll give you a link. You can send it and you can use it too. But I want to thank you for all the people that you'll never meet whose lives you changed today. God bless
you. Thank you, and thank you for letting me share my story, and I hope that your wife finds her match soon.
God bless you. Thank you so much. You are absolutely one of the most beautiful, wonderful human beings on the face of the earth, and I know one thing.
Thank you.
I know one thing. When your time here is over, you'll live forever. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.